Section 4. You will hear a lecture on Albert Einstein. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40 on page 241. Now listen carefully and complete the timeline in questions 31 to 40.
Today I want to talk about the early life of a man whose name is synonymous with genius, Albert Einstein. He's well known, of course, for his work in physics, especially his theory of relativity. This is a term that everyone has heard, but few lay people, and I do not mean to include you in this group, but few non-physicists understand. Equally incomprehensible to most people is why Einstein, the genius, did so poorly at school. There are some questions, actually misconceptions, about his early life, particularly about his lack of success in school, that I want to clear up for you. Let's look now at some true facts about the life of this famous man. Albert Einstein was born in Germany in 1879. As a child in school, he had a reputation as a slow learner. Now, there were a couple of theories about why he could not keep pace with his classmates. He may have had some sort of learning disability. We don't know for sure. Another theory about his slow learning is that he may have suffered from a condition related to autism. Whether it was a learning disability or not, Einstein himself believed that his slowness actually helped him develop his theory of relativity. He said that he ended up thinking about time and space at a later age than most children, at a time when his intellect was more developed. He didn't even begin to study mathematics until he was 12. There are popular rumors that he failed his math classes, but this is actually not true. Mathematics was a later passion. His first was the violin. Like many intellectuals, Einstein had a passion for music. He started his study of the violin during elementary school and continued playing the violin for the rest of his life. When Einstein was 15, his family moved to Italy. Soon after that, his parents sent him to Switzerland, where in 1896 he finished high school. After graduating from high school, he enrolled in a Swiss technological institute. In 1898, he met and fell in love with a young Serbian woman, Mileva Maric. Maric was a mathematician, and Einstein considered her his intellectual equal. Einstein received a teaching diploma in 1900. The next year, he became a Swiss citizen. Although he had his teaching diploma, he had a hard time finding a teaching job. In fact, he never did find one. A friend's father helped him get a job at the Swiss Patent Office. He began working there in 1902. His job involved reviewing inventors' applications for patents. When he looked over the applications, he often found faults in the applicants' drawings. He would make suggestions so they could improve their designs and better their chances for receiving a patent. The same year Einstein began working at the patent office, he and Mileva had their first child, a daughter, although they didn't actually get married until 1903. Their son was born the following year. There's no record of whether the two children inherited their father's learning disability.
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. You will now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet. Pause CD for 10 minutes.